Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson. Let's indulge in some big talk. No, I mean big, like Titanic, like Kilimanjaro, like Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Okay, this is going to be a shorter one for a change because really, I have nothing to say about this just now completed series over on Apple Plus, Monarch Legacy of Monsters, because it's just so damn good that I don't want you to do anything but go watch it beginning to end so you can join me in waiting very impatiently for the next season. Yep, this is a clever little prequel sequel to Legacy's string of Godzilla and King Kong movies that started way back in the 20-teens and covers the whole history of the Titans, those big old monsters that goes way back to the early 50s, maybe earlier. And this series features older and younger versions of some characters we've seen before, like a younger version of Bill Randa, played by John Goodman in Kong of Skull Island, where he's seen here in much earlier and cuter days, right after the end of World War II, teamed up with a youngish army man played by Wyatt Russell. That's Kurt Russell's grown kid, who's damn near as charismatic as his dad. And the whole series bounces back and forth between those early days of Monarch, that Titan-hunting organization we've seen in various stages in all the movies, and the long-forgotten year of 2015, just a few months after Godzilla's first appearance in the Legacy timeline. And this part features a much older version of Russell's character, played by Kurt Russell himself, Wyatt's dad. And you know what? They both do a hell of a job. It sounds more complicated than it is. I mean, yeah, it is a little complicated, although there are some problems with pacing here and there throughout the episodes. Look, nobody's perfect. In the long run, creators Chris Black and Matt Fraction have done a great job. Now, that's a really interesting couple of guys, by the way. Black, who's a musician as well as a writer and producer, has been around since the days of Xena, Warrior Princess, and one of my favorites, Cleopatra 2525, and was one of the producers on everything from Desperate Housewives to Star Trek Enterprise, all the way up to Outcast, that less-than-successful series from the guy who created The Walking Dead, to the totally amazing Severance, and now this. And then there's Matt Fraction, the creative genius who wrote the Hawkeye series and comics that became the excellent Hawkeye live-action series, not to mention about 1,000 other brilliant comics. Anyway, the two of them have made the double-story format pretty easy to understand, and the ground-level and, yes, rare confrontations with the Mutos, the Titans, like Godzilla and his buddies, are powerful and often unexpected, in spite of the fact that you've been waiting all this time for just one more look at the big guy. And when you do get that look, well, it's worth it. The production values on this whole series, not just the monster design, but the Monarch facility and the chase scenes and the urban sequences, it's really top-notch. It's feature film quality. Look, if you liked even some of the legendary Monsterverse movies like Godzilla, King of the Monsters, or Kong of Skull Island, or Godzilla vs. Kong, or the upcoming Godzilla X Kong The New Empire, you will almost certainly like Legacy of Monsters. Hell, I'm just going to go back and watch it again, if only to enjoy Kurt Russell as he chews up a little more scenery. And to hear this. Ah, gotta love it. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.